We are learning Mesechtas Erevin, Daf Ayin Amar Beis, and we are starting and beginning from the bottom of Ayin Amar Aleph, the bottom line. Boimine Rava Merav Nachman, Yoirish Mahu Shiyavatol Rishos. We're talking about a case, like Rashi and Tosfos both speak out, that the father forgot to make an Erev. We have five people in the Chatzim, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar. Reuven forgot to make an Erev, and he died. He died on Shabbos. And he didn't make bittul reshus. Now, what about his yerush? Because yerush go help and now make a bittul. Because we have a problem over here. Everyone can't carry, and it's all because of Reuven, and now Reuven died. Could he make a bittul or not? That's the question in the Gemara. Now, going according to the Madiyama, obviously, like that holds that the aser, even though he's not here. Because if you hold that, if you're not here, it's mutter, then it wouldn't be shver. So here the case is that even though he's not here, it's still asus. That's number one. And number two is, if he would have made an Erev, then it would have been good even though he died. If he wouldn't participate in the Erev, even if he died, it's fine. Because once Shabbos went in Beheter, that's enough. That's the halacha. What?
He's not here.
The Yerush? No, he doesn't live here. He's obviously around. I guess he obviously, you can talk to him. No, he's not living here. You'll go to the next door chatzah and ask him. Whoever he is, you can find him on Shabbos. But he doesn't live here, that's the problem. So Yerush Mahu Shiyavatol Rishos. So where it says Heicha, what's the beer Hashaylo? So maybe Dafka Heichi Di Boyle Ruvim Me'esmal. If he could have participated in the Erev Me'esmal, Matzim Arav, then Betuli Nai Matzim Levatol. Maybe only someone who has the Yechaylus to participate in the Erev Shabbos, he could do Bittul on Shabbos. And this Yerush, since he was not the owner of Erev Shabbos, he couldn't participate in the Erev. So maybe he can't do Bittul. Aval Hai Kivin Di Boyle Ruvim Me'esmal. Since if this Yerush wanted to make the Erev Shabbos, then Matzim Arav. Loy matzah mevatel, he can't be mevatel. Oy dilma, or maybe you say no. Even though he couldn't have made an Erev Shabbos, but his father could have. And you'll say dilma yairish kara da avuahu. And you'll say that yairish is like a foot of his father. As it literally means. It means he's an extension of his father. And since his father could have made an Erev and make a bit today, so he could also do that. He just now replaces his father. That's the question. Amalei. So this was a shaila. Rava asked Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says, I hold, it could be Mavatl, Yerush could be Mavatl. Behani the Beishmuel, Tanu, ain't Mavatl. The Beishmuel of Shmuel, they had a brisa that says, ain't Mavatl. So it's Machlekes, Rav Nachman and Shmuel's Beishmedrish, if you can Mavatl or not. So Taisa speaks out how this stims with the Gemara before. Let's see the next Braisa. We had a Gemara before. Meis Nochri B'Shabbos and Shaykh Zav. Let's see the Braisa first. Next Braisa. Eisve. So Gemara has shaili if a Yerush could do Bittul or not. So Eisve. Zeh Aklal. The Braisa says Zeh Aklal. We're going to read the Braisa. And again, the Gemara is going to explain every line of the Braisa. Eisve. Zeh Aklal. Kol Shem Mutu L'mikseh Shabbos. Hutu Chol Shabbos. Something that was Mutu for part of Shabbos. It means Shabbos came in. There was Mutu. It's Mutu for all Shabbos. Something that's also the beginning of Shabbos is also the whole Shabbos. Chutz mevatel reshus. Besides, for bittul reshus, where there's an example where it's also the beginning of Shabbos, it becomes mutta on Shabbos. So the Gemara explains the lines of this brisa. The first line of brisa was zeh klal kol shehutu l'mikseh Shabbos hutu chol Shabbos. What does that mean? Kol shehutu l'mikseh Shabbos hutu chol Shabbos kegoyin iriv derech haPesach. That's a classic case where you have two chatzeres side by side. They each have a daughter reshus rabbim. And you made an Erev through a door. The only way you can make an Erev between two chatzeres is if you have a doorway in between. And you made an Erev with using that door. Lemaisa, v'nistama pesach, on Shabbos, something fell down and it blocked the door. You have no door anymore on Shabbos. Or the Erev derech aloin, or use the window as the Erev was a window is 4x4. V'nistama chaloin, the chaloin got closed up. The halacha is that since beginning of Shabbos you had the door and the window, it's enough. And he's still a good Erev. Now, if you want to throw things over or use a different hole, you could use that to carry from one chatzah to another chatzah. You have no door anymore for the Erev. But since the beginning of Shabbos, he had a door. That's enough. What's the Zeh HaKlal of the Reish teaching? I said Zeh HaKlal, Kol Shem Mutu L'mikseh Shabbos. What's that big marba? La'asuyei mavui shenitlu k'reisa v'lechiyav. If you have a mavui which lost its kairo or lechi on Shabbos, so here it's a little worse. Because when you lose the mechitzas, that's worse. But you don't say halva hutra, you lose the mechitzas. Kamash lon, even though you lose the mechitzas, that's also, you say, kol shehutra, hutra, that if it's mutra for Shabbos, it stays mutra the rest of Shabbos. Then it goes the next part of Braisa. Kol sheh neser l'mikseh Shabbos, neser chol Shabbos kula. What does that mean? Kegoin, shnei batim, shnei tzidah shesh rabim. So the beginning of Shabbos, you couldn't carry from one house to another house, besides the problem of Erev, you didn't even have mechitzas even. And then, v'kufum nachri mechitzas of Shabbos, and then the nachri, the goyim came and put a wall around it, so the wall's a good wall. But the problem is, you have a problem of Erev chaseris. So the halach is that you can't make an Erev. Why not? Since Erev Shabbos, it didn't answer each other, and it wasn't possible to make an Erev. Therefore, like we had in the Gemara before, you cannot make a bittul in such a case. A kuli yalam bittul cannot be made in such a case. So that's what the ikra means. That's what it means. Kol she nesel mixes Shabbos, also called Shabbos kula. Now the Gemara assumes that zeh klal from the beginning of the brayse is going on that also. So the Gemara says zeh klal asuye mai la asuye. It's coming to teach us meis nochri b'Shabbos, a case where a nochri died on Shabbos, So there, the halacha is that could you make it now a bit or not? Until now, that Nochri was here, they didn't make an Erev because he didn't have a schiris. Now the guy is dead, and now he's not making any problems anymore. So the question is, could you do a bittul or not? So it says over here, you can't do it since you couldn't have made an Erev before Shabbos, without a schiris, therefore you can't do a bittul on Shabbos. That's what learning this brisa. And actually, this is really a shaila, a machlekes the Gemara before, of Sheshes and a different man, the Yama, if you could do it or not. It was a machlekes on the bottom of Samach Zayin Amin Aleph, Mamas this case, Meis Nochri B'Shabbos, one of them is Sonim Vatlim, I think that was Rav Shesh, whoever that was, Rav Shesh, Amnunus Omar, Eim Vatlim, they can't be Mavatl. So it's really machlekes. And here we're learning the Zeh HaKlal is teaching us that you cannot do it. So the Rishonim speak out that according to the Ma'adiyam, if you could do it, he'll learn that the Zeh HaKlal is not going on the Sefer. But that's all not the gay our Shaila really. So our Shaila back to Yerush. So what's the Raya to Yerush? Right here is the Raya. The Ketani, and it says at the end of this Braisa that the only time you find an idea that something's usher beginning of Shabbos becomes mutter on Shabbos is Mevatl Rishos. Chutz Mevatl Rishos. And Rashi, the way Rashi learns, there's a diyakir. Iyu kemevatl. He kemevatl. In. Yerush loy. It's mashu. Daf kemevatl Rishos kudu. Not the Yerush. And for the Gemara, aim a chutz b'taris bittur rishos. He'll say, besides for bittur rishos, any bittur rishos, even the yairish. So what's more is raya, not like Rav Nachman. Rachman said the yairish is bra karada avua. He's extension of his father. Could do bittur. The kasha says chutz levatur rishos. It's mashma only the mevatur self, not yairish. So they want to know what means the idea of bittur rishos. But Taisu says, well, it's a pella. What's the havamina? That's not a diak. I've never heard a diak. Didn't say chutz me. Who himself? It's Vatar Rishos. And Taisus doesn't like this pshat. Taisus says a pshat vakeret, also an interesting pshat. But Taisus just doesn't know. Taisus doesn't love this pshat. That's what it means. Now, we said that we'll speak out of Taisus because we're coming out over here that there's machloikus over here if you can mevatel or not where a Yairish gets into ownership on Shabbos. Now, there's a case before that where the Nochri died on Shabbos. So, there you see an idea, which we just mentioned in Machlokes, that even though you couldn't make an Erev before Shabbos, but you could do Bittul on Shabbos. So that should be the same Shaila of Yerush. So the same Shaila of Yerush. So Tosfos is Mechalek. So first of all, there, on one hand, there has a Maila that you could have done with a Schiris, therefore it's a little better. So if you hold Bittul over there, here it might be worse, because you couldn't do Erev, this guy couldn't do Erev at all, this the Yerush. And on the other hand, even feed that Madiyam over there that says you cannot do Bittul because you couldn't do Erev before Shabbos, maybe here it's better because he's bra kara davua. It's better than the regular case because here he's extension of the father. Just to speak out that Taisus the Ramas Aval. Akaponim, when we have another Kasha, another Esve, but right now we have Machlekes, Rav Nachman and the Beis Shmuel, if you can mevatel, if the Yairish can mevatel, if his father dies on Shabbos and he comes into ownership on Shabbos, could he do Bittul? And the Shaila was, because since he couldn't participate in the Erev, could he do Bittul or not? And that's Machlekes, because Rav Nachman says, you can mevatel because he's a broad karat avu, he's an extension of his father, and Beis Shmuel says, no. Eisvei, that's another kash, another braisa. It says, Echav nechotzer shemeis, one of the people of the chotzer, let's say Ruvain, he dies, v'niach reshusoi le'echod min hashuk, and he left his reshus to someone from the reshuk. It could be anyone. This could be a Yairish. He left his reshus to a Yairish. If it's Erev Shabbos, then it's Aser. Because he didn't make Erev yet. And now, even though he didn't live here, we're going to Madi Amah holds, even though you don't live here, he's still Aser. So if the Yerusha happens with Boy there before Shabbos, the stock is no, there's oyser, there's no Erev here. Mishach HaSheicha, it says in this Brisa, ain't a oyser. Why? We're talking about a case where they made an Erev. Everyone made an Erev. And then Reuven dies, he made an Erev, he dies. And now someone, a Yerush, gets it. It doesn't answer because Hutul mixes the Shabbos. What about the opposite case? Ve'echod mina shuk shemes, ve'niach reshusoy le'echod b'bnei achatzah. What about Echad ben Ashok that had a base deer in this chatzah? He had a base deer in this chatzah, and he did not make an Erev. He didn't make an Erev. It was Echad ben Ashok. And he left his reshus to someone of the courtyard who made an Erev. For example, we have a guy here, we have a guy here, B'yamin, who owns a house here, and that asses. He died, and he left his reshus to Reuven, who lives here, who made an Erev. So v'echem v'nashuk shemeis v'niach shus l'echem v'nechatzer mibayd yoyim einoy oyser. If it's before Shabbos, but Yom left it to Reuven, it doesn't ask because Reuven makes Erev now. Mishach ha'sheicha, but if he dies on Shabbos, oyser, asers. So what's the problem? He left it to Reuven. Let Reuven make a bittel on Shabbos. Reuven is the Yerush. Let him make a bittel on Shabbos. Amai, oyser, levatel. Let him make a bittel. Let him make a bittel. Let me make a middle now. So it's a kasha on Rav Nachman. And vice versa, you see from here, sounds like it's not dafka a son and a father. Any Yerush could be an extension of that person. That's what it sounds like from here. It doesn't have to be dafka the child. That's what it sounds like from this Gemara. It could be any Yerush. But Lemaisa, we're asking the Chayra, why Mishach HaSheikh Oyser? Let him make Bittel. Am I Oyser Levatel? And for the Gemara, you're right. My Oyser means, Na Mitani Achi Levatel. What it means is like this. It's also until you do Bittel. But Avada, if you do Bittel, it'll work. You could do Bittel. I'm going with Rav Nachman, Bral Karadavua, Yerish Karadavua, or Yerish Karadavua. And therefore, if Echab Nei Shuk, who owned the property here and didn't participate in the Erev and leaves it to Reuven, who the Loch is, that it's Oyser, but once Reuven makes a Bittel, it's fine. Once Reuven makes a Bittel, it's fine.